Tomorrow, the National Toy Hall of Fame in Salem, Oregon, will announce this year's inductees. Fans of Raggedy Ann have sent petitions from across the country and as far away as Japan, asking the hall to include Raggedy Ann in its collection. From Oregon Public Broadcasting, Jeff Brady reports.
The toy business in the United States rakes in billions of dollars a year, so you might expect the National Toy Hall of Fame to be a huge building with endless displays of all kinds of toys. But it isn't. Actually, it occupies the former parlor of a Victorian house in Oregon's capital city, Salem. 9-year-old Kaylee Williams and 10-year-old Brian Abbey can tour the entire Hall of Fame in just under a minute.
Over here's a teddy bear,
and then
yo-yos are up here.
And crayons, and silly putty.
The Hall of Fame has only 24 toys in it, but then it opened just 3 years ago, and getting a toy inducted isn't easy. Just ask Joni Gruel Wanamaker. She's the granddaughter of Raggedy Ann's creator, Johnny Gruel. She runs a Raggedy Ann and Andy museum in her grandpa's hometown, Arcola, Illinois. Wanamaker says overlooking the frumpy rag doll is bad enough, but the fact that the busty and leggy Barbie got into the Hall of Fame in 1998 is almost too much to bear.
I think more people relate to Raggedy Ann, really, than Barbie.
Yep, Barbie's in the Hall of Fame.
She is in the Hall of Fame, yes. Terrible.
But Barbie got there honestly, insists Kim Baldwin with the Hall of Fame. Mattel's signature doll was nominated, and a selection committee of 50 people voted for her in 1998. Raggedy Ann has been nominated each year, but she's never received enough votes from the selection committee to join Barbie.
The selection committee is made up of people who are in education, who are in child development, people who have toy industry ties without being involved in a particular manufacturer.
Baldwin says there are 90 nominations this year. Only a few of them will actually make it into the Hall of Fame.
What we're really looking for is a toy that is an icon in American culture, therefore a toy that would be a household name.
Baldwin says the toy also has to be safe for the age group it's intended, and it should foster creative play and imagination. The campaign to get Raggedy Ann into the Hall of Fame has gotten some national press lately, but Baldwin says that won't affect the outcome because the attention started after most of the ballots had already been returned.
It really has no bearing on whether or not she's getting in this year. If she gets in, she honestly gets in, and if she doesn't, she didn't have enough votes.
Joni Gruel Wanamaker says if Raggedy Ann is passed over again, there's always next year. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Brady in Salem, Oregon.